Support comes from the Rosa Parks Museum on Troy University's Montgomery campus. Located on the spot of Mrs. Parks' historic 1955 arrest and featuring exhibits that chronicle the history of the Montgomery bus boycott. More information at troy.edu/Rosa Parks.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. In observance of Earth Week, we took a wildflower hike with Verna Gates, Executive Director of Fresh Air Family and past President of the Birmingham Wildflower Society. We stopped beside a creek where you'll hear water tumbling over the rocks in the background as we talked about what we had seen on the trail. Verna Gates, you and I are on an Earth Day hike. Welcome back to In Focus.
It's always such a pleasure to A, hike with you, and B, talk with you, Carolyn. It's always fun.
This is a special day. Where are we?
We're at Shoal Creek Park in Montevallo, and the wildflowers are just putting on a show. And the creek behind us is rolling. We've already seen a frog and a Midland water snake, which is very harmless, and are just having a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day. The sky is blue, and the temperature is perfect. Time to go hiking.
Shoal Creek. What do you know about Shoal Creek?
Well, I know that it's a great wildflower area. There's a creek here that has birds. We've heard a lot of bird song. We've heard phoebes, and we've heard cardinals, and we've heard some mockingbirds here this morning. And it has a big field. One of its specialties is a big grassy field that in the fall just turns purple and gold. It's beautiful.
It's also beautiful in the spring, and you and I were walking down the trail, and you were identifying things right and left. Well, of course, you're the past president of the Birmingham Wildflower Society, but what have we been seeing?
Well, we've seen a lot of phlox, which is blue phlox. This is such a wonderful time for it. It's a bright blue, just a really beautiful, almost a Wedgwood blue, but it smells heavenly. We've seen a lot of square flower. We've seen a lot of buttercups. We're looking at a lot of sweet Sicily. We're looking at a bunch of violets. We've seen some water willow. We're looking at a lot of ragwort and daisies and wild geraniums, all kinds of beautiful things.
So where is the Shoal Creek Nature Preserve located?
It's in Montevallo near the National Cemetery in American Village. And there's a lot to do around this area. There's Ebenezer Swamp down the road, and there's Briarfield State Park. Alabama is so blessed. I don't know if people know how much there really is to do regarding nature. We're number 4 in biodiversity. And you can go from coast to the mountains, from Gulf State Park to Montesano.
Verna, you're actually an outdoor educator. You are the founder and executive director of Fresh Air Family. How many camps do you run in the summer?
We're up to 70 now, and 17 locations all over the state, with kids entering first through fourth grade. We've got some in your area, Auburn, and Wetumpka is coming up. We're working with Dothan, working with Lincoln, Anniston, Rogersville, Huntsville. Of course, a lot in Birmingham. That's where we started. We served 2,000 children last summer.
So what are your camp staff teaching these children and their young children about the environment?
We want them to get out and explore and touch it until you've held a frog in your hand or gotten muddy or got in a creek and found a crawdad and pulled that out, or worms and millipedes are exciting for children. Touch the plant materials, build shelters, build forts with them, build fairy houses, just to get out and appreciate what you've got and how special it is.
So in a state that is trying to attract industry, trying to attract new citizens, how do you balance the needs of development with the needs of preserving what is obviously one of Alabama's main attractions, the environment?
We're doing that in many ways with Forever Wild. We just expanded Oak Mountain State Park. We're expanding some of our state parks. What we need to do is identify the very sensitive places and also our water. We're number one in aquatic biodiversity. We need to make sure that what we do doesn't harm. I was at a seminar last week about the forever chemicals and how they're trying to clean those up. We don't want those in our water. We're going to drink that. We just need to be smart about how we do it and protect places where we really know there's sandhill salamander, for example, that's so rare, the red salamander. Places like that need to be preserved because we don't know. We know so little about what's out there. We need to look and observe more of what we have. We've found medicinals, for example, We have the May apple here. UAB was doing experiments with that, and they found that it had efficacy, which means, you know, it worked against small cell lung cancer. They don't know why or how. They just know that it does. So how many of those are out here, these rare plants that we have, that might be something your family needs one day?
And the states that surround Alabama all have water policies. Alabama does not.
Alabama's a little bit spoiled because we have so much water. We are top in water, and we have so many species. But we really need to get smarter about it. Out west, when the droughts were so severe and people actually worried about running out of water, the future is not going to be a battle over oil. It's going to be a battle over water. And we need to protect the water that we have because there are going to be people coming down wanting to be here because you have to have water. Water is everything. It's watering your plants. It's watering your animals, chickens and cows and the pigs, growing corn, and all these things take water. You don't want water that has plastics in them.
You have had a distinguished career as a journalist. Then you switched to outdoor education through Fresh Air Family. What else do you want your listeners to know about Earth Day and why you transitioned from journalist to outdoor educator?
When I was president of the Wildflower Society, I actually started Fresh Air Family before I left Reuters International, where I worked for many years. And I looked around and I said, I'm the youngest person in this organization. And the older people talk about bringing their families on the hikes, free hikes that we did. And I thought, we need to get people back out. And as a reporter, I saw so many tragedies. And I said, we can strengthen our families and our children by getting them outside. And honestly, I thought I would have a weekend hiking club of about 200 people. I had no idea of the need of how many thousands of people we've served since 2006 and 2,000 kids in summer programs. And the lives we've changed. I have kids who come back year after year and grow up in it. They're now camp directors. But we need to get children out. And as a reporter, I saw people make a lot of dumb mistakes. They were in trouble because of mistakes they made, and they start early. I've read about brain development. And you know, one of the best things they have going for brain development, Finland is proving this too, because their kids are outside even in their terrible weather. And they're the happiest nation on earth now because they're outside. They're outside. The old way of letting kids find worms, roly-polies, crawdads, fish, all those things is truly the best way to develop a solid brain that can critically think. And if you can change one or two decisions that a child makes over the course of their life, you can change everything. And that means it's prosperity for them, their families, for us, for the community, for the nation, for everything.
You know that old saying, you can take the men out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the man.
You absolutely can. We need plants. They give us oxygen, they give us food, they feed our animals. And in Japan, they discovered that there are like, it's more than 100 enzymes that come off of the air in trees. And they've got this movement called forest bathing, and they're doing a lot of this in some of the parks now, of forest bathing, that just taking in those enzymes into our lungs actually give us a positive feeling. It changes us. It gives us a relaxation. How stressful are people? They're under stress all the time. It's not just walking in the woods and getting the exercise. It's actually the air you're getting from the trees above.
Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. Take a walk.
Thank you, Verna.
Thank you, Carolyn. It's always a pleasure.
Leading us on our Earth Week hike at Shoal Creek Park in Shelby County, Alabama, was Verna Gates, Executive Director of Fresh Air Family and past President of the Birmingham Wildflower Society. Fresh Air Family will celebrate Earth Day April 22nd at Oak Mountain State Park, with information at the website freshairfamily.org. And the Alabama Herb Society celebrates its Earth Day April 22nd in Montgomery on the grounds of Grace Presbyterian Church, with information at the website alabamaherbsociety.org. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support comes from Sunshine Behavioral Medicine, committed to the idea that mental health, like physical wellness, requires regular maintenance and checkups. More information at sunshine2000.com.